Children and Youth Mental Health. It's important to remember that although children and youth today face similar experiences of growing up that most adults can relate to, there is an entire slate of new pressures unique to their generation. Researchers have discovered that our assessments of young people are almost certainly marred by faulty assessments of our own past character and abilities. Taking time to appreciate the realities that today's children and youth face without this kind of harmful and subjective bias may help us better understand the unique complexities that children face. Today, children and youth are experiencing unique and serious mental health challenges that should not be overlooked, diminished, or rationalized as a regular part of growing up. In January 2020, a youth mental wellness survey across Canada of 400 youth between the ages of 10 and 20 revealed that 32% of respondents contemplated or attempted suicide. Further, 59% of the respondents did not know where they could get help managing their mental health. What types of mental health challenges are most common? Anxiety, mood disorders, and depression tend to be the most prevalent in children, youth, and young adults. Anxiety is a normal part of childhood and is usually temporary and harmless, but for some children, their responses to situations become prolonged, chronic, and intensified. Anxiety disorders in untreated children can result in psychological and physical problems that continue through youth and into adulthood. Depression. It's not unusual for children, youth, and young adults to experience sadness as a normal reaction to difficult situations. What can be worrisome is when the sadness or similar feelings last longer than 2 weeks and daily activities are affected. If there is a family history of depression, children and youth could be at increased risk of developing the condition. Having an awareness of brain development and being willing to compromise on expectations while providing instruction where gaps occur can help us to better understand one another. Studies have shown that screen-based activities can generally lead to consistent patterns around multiple different concerning outcomes, such as depression, anxiety, problems completing tasks, and increased arguing. Parents must also be willing to have regular open discussions about appropriate usage and safety. Cyberbullying is rampant and can be challenging to navigate alone. Influencer culture has cultivated unrealistic expectations. Where can you look for help and support? Recognizing early signs of mental health struggles in children and youth is an essential first step. Remember that these can be both emotional and physical, but it's the prolonged presence and intensity that should trigger involvement from a doctor or mental health care professional. Above all, approach relationships with an open mind and seek information so you are better informed. Let your child or youth guide discussion or explain things. Ask questions. You don't need and won't have all of the answers. And that's okay.